Good afternoon, and happy Martin Luther King Day. Let's give another round of applause to the Tremper High School Wind Ensemble. Thank you very much. It's my honor to welcome all of you here and those watching or tuning in to the 37th annual Dr. Martin Luther King celebration. And my duties are short. I get to turn it over to the executive producer and director of this annual celebration, the oldest state-sponsored celebration of any in the country. The tradition goes back, like I said, this is the 37th year, and it's my honor to introduce and bring to the stage to serve as our MC, Dr. Jonathan Overby.
Soon I will be done with the troubled world. Soon I will be done with the troubled of the world. With the trouble of the world, going home to live with God. Soon I will be done with the trouble of the world, trouble of the trouble of the world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of the world, going home to live with my God. No and wailing, no more weeping and wailing, no more weeping and wailing, going home, going home.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of Wisconsin's commemoration to Dr. King's life and legacy. In words and music, we celebrate him. We celebrate him through music today with the Brown Sisters of Chicago, the Tremper High School Wind Ensemble from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Leotha Stanley and Friends. The theme for this year's tribute to Dr. King is The Journey Ahead. It is a theme grounded in celebration, reflection, and in tribute to Dr. King, who was taken from us 50 years ago. In some African traditions, when an elder of the tribe dies, it is said that a great tree has fallen. Dr. King was a great tree whose life was rooted in a cause that has yet to be fully conquered. That cause, grounded in the American dream, was dedicated to the pursuit of equality for all Americans and the reduction of human hatred. Sadly, his dream remains for some in our great nation deferred for a later time. I'm reminded of the text in many sacred works that call upon followers to treat people who are different, the stranger, if you will, with kindness, respect, love, and hospitality. Such adages appear in Hinduism, Sikhism, Sufism, the Holy Quran, the Holy Bible, and they also appear in often misunderstood religious traditions of Buddhism and the Afrocentric spiritual traditions of Candomblé, Santeria, Voodoo, and many more. Sadly, in some circles, we've allowed our lack of understanding of others and their cultural traditions to see them in a different light. It influences negatively how we see and embrace them, causing some to fear who they do not know, who they do not understand, those who are different. Such fear has increasingly turned to hate, and that hate has far too often resulted in despicable acts that insult and cause injury to humanity here in the U.S. and everywhere around the globe. So today, as we celebrate Dr. King's life and legacy, let us use, if you will, this occasion to plant new trees along the pathway of our journey ahead. And as we do in our coming and our going, let us look for ways to serve the poor, the marginalized, and the disenfranchised. And now, in remembrance of what Dr. King lived and died for, I invite you to stand and greet each other in the spirit of good community. And now, if you will, I am so happy. I'm just happy to be happy, I guess. You know, if you look around, this is one of the most important times in the state of Wisconsin. And you look out and you see the diversity, the inclusion, the representation of a lot of leaders who have taken time to come here today. We set aside our differences and we celebrate each other in an edifying way that pays tribute to our state and to the principles that Dr. King lived for. I am so happy to have with us today, from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois, the Brown Sisters of Chicago, who have performed for many years. They've toured extensively, and they look good over there, don't they? They look really. I hope you get a chance to meet them later on, but right now, let's have them sing. Please give a big Wisconsin welcome to the Brown Sisters of Chicago.
Thank you for having us. We're just here to sing. before. Oh, I'm gonna jump higher than before. I'm gonna shout louder than before. I am free, yeah. Can anybody say that today? No more shackles.
No more shackles. No more chains. No more bondage. I am free, yeah.
No more shackles.
No more shackles. No more chains. No more bondage. I am free, yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Martin Luther King, for your life. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage.
I am free, yeah.
It's all right to give God the highest praise and say,
Brown Sisters of Chicago, give them another round of applause, please. Thank you. If you would you please stand once again in tribute and honor to those who fought for freedom and justice in our nation. Those who, like Dr. King, pay the ultimate price. After, please remain standing as Rabbi Andreas Steinberger of Hillel in Madison, Wisconsin, leads us in today's invocation.
Dear God, Master of the universe, creator of life and new journeys, bless us on this day as we remember the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who 50 years ago determined that he would stand up to racism, determined to claim an equal place in this country, to claim the equal treatment that the founders of this country promised us. Let us remember a man who refused to remain indifferent, who refused to wait and see if someone else might stand up and protest. Let us remember a man who, when he felt so tired and defeated, he sat with his head on the kitchen table and he prayed to you, O God, to give him the strength to return to the fight. Dear God, for we who are here today, we face a challenging journey ahead. May we gain strength from the memory of Dr. King's work. And may we gain strength from our faith in you. May we discover that our future is in our unity of Christians and Muslims and Jews, Sikh and Hindu and Native Americans, people of every faith and ethnicity, willing to look past our differences and join hands to continue the fight for justice and equality for every person. Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav, a Hasidic master of nearly 200 years ago, would say, Kol ha'olam kulo, gesher tsar me'od, v'ha'ikar lo lefached klal. The whole world is a very narrow bridge. The most important thing is not to be afraid. We pray for the courage to carry on in the face of disappointment, for the wisdom to learn from adversity, for the strength to build a new and better life. May the memory of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. be a blessing. May it guide us toward faith and toward hope, toward strength and toward peace. May God bless us and keep us. May the light of God's face shine upon us and be gracious to us. May God's face be lifted toward us and grant us peace. Amen.
Thank you once again for celebrating Dr. King's birthday today, and you braved the icy roads to come. I'm so proud of it. Give yourselves a big round of applause for coming out today and celebrating, and thank you. I see the Brown sisters, you're back over there, so I'm assuming you're going to sing a song. All right. Give them another hand. The Brown Sisters of Chicago.
We serve an awesome God, and we're just here to sing about that today. He is an awesome God, and He is the King of Glory.
Is an awesome God. and power belong to him. He is the King of glory. He is our God.
Through the impossible, God can do.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
The Brown Sisters of Chicago. Thank you very much. They'll be back later on during the broadcast. Well, you know, just last week, I received a poem authored by Alden Solovey, who lives in Jerusalem. I was so taken by the piece that I reached out to him and asked if we could use the piece in the printed program for today. And he graciously agreed for us to be able to print it. So I'm delighted to be able to share the piece of poetry with you today. So if it's all right with all of you, is it okay if I read it? All right, I'm gonna read it. Oh, hi. What's your name?
I'm Tessa.
Tessa?
Tessa Ginsburg.
Oh, well, Tessa, I'm getting ready to read something really important.
Maybe could I read it? It looks like you need a little help.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that a little louder for the sake of comedy? What did you say?
Well, I didn't wear this for nothing.
I think Tessa Ginsburg wants to read the poem. What do you think, folks? Should we give her a hand? All right, Tessa Ginsburg.
Let us pray, the preacher said. Let us pray in the name of hope, in the name of justice, in the name of truth. Let us commit to each other, the preacher said. Commit in the name of equality, in the name of righteousness, in the name of our children. Let us take to the streets, the preacher said. Let us take to the streets to make our space, to claim a place, for no one race can live in grace until we face together oppression and hate. Let us walk, the preacher said. Let us walk from Selma to Montgomery, from oppression to the promised land, from fear to courage, from silence to action, to a place where all people will be judged by the content of their character, the humanity of their words, and the compassion of their deeds. Stick with love, the preacher said. Stick with love because love is the only answer. Stick with love. Stick with love. Let us pray, the preacher said. Let us pray in the name of hope, in the name of justice, in the name of truth.
Come on back out here. Let's give her another hand. Take another bow, Tessa Ginsburg. Tessa just let me know she's willing to take over in case I need some help today. Tessa is in the third grade at West Middleton Elementary School, where her favorite subjects are reading, writing, and art. And she's a member, can you believe it, of the Children's Theater of Madison. That's hard to believe. Tessa delights in acting, singing, and dancing, and her biggest roles have been the Munchkin and the Jitterbug in The Wizard of Oz. Tessa, thank you very much for being here today. Well, returning this year to the MLK celebration is the Trimper High School Wind Ensemble from Kenosha, Wisconsin. The ensemble is made up of 43 of the top wind and percussionists in grades 10 through 12, and they're one of the concert collectives at the school, having consistently earned Division I ratings at the Wisconsin School Music Association competition. Here they are, once again, conducted by Dr. Catherine Ripley, the Trimper High School Wind Ensemble. Catherine Ripley conducting the Trimper High School Wind Ensemble. You know, let's stand and sing We Shall Overcome. I think the time suggests that this song is perhaps as important as it ever has been. What do you think? As a community, we have much to do to make this world a better place, and we shall overcome. We have not yet overcome. We shall. Agreed? Let's sing. We shall overcome. We shall. Let's join hands, everybody. Sing it again. Sing it out, folks. Here we go.
We shall
it's my flavor right now, okay? Here we go. Before you sit down, would you give a big hand to my good friend and colleague, Maestro Lee, Leotha Stanley, author, composer, and a fantastic Wisconsin musician at the piano, Leotha Stanley. And of course, the friends of Leotha Stanley. Give them a hand, bass player, I can't see who they are. Jaden, good to see you. Vanessa McDowell is there. Give him a hand, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, move this one. Thank you. And now it's time to present the first 2017 MLK Heritage Award. Journey House helps move residents of Milwaukee, Wisconsin's Clark Street neighborhood out of poverty by providing adult education, workforce readiness, youth development and family engagement programs. For more than 45 years, Journey House programs have developed top talent through education, character development, and life skills designed to reduce unemployment and crime, to strengthen families, to revitalize neighborhoods, and to bring good community about that part of Milwaukee. Under the leadership of Dr. Michelle Bria, Journey House works with more than 7,000 people annually. The state of Wisconsin is indeed pleased to present to Journey House
the 2017 MLK Heritage Award for Service.
I am so grateful and honored to be here today and to receive this on behalf of Journey House and the 7,000 children and families we serve every year. At Journey House, our motto is one dream, one team. Our formula for success in developing a thriving and vibrant community and young people include three ingredients: effort plus time plus belief. Effort is that hard work, and Dr. Martin Luther King had unbelievable hard work in front of him. He never gave up despite pain and adversity. If it were easy, then everyone would be doing it. So it takes hard work, it takes time, patience. You know, in an era of instant gratification, our young people think things should come easy, but it takes a long time for change. And then most importantly, belief. Dr. Martin Luther King had unwavering faith and belief. And with those three ingredients, effort, time, plus belief, you can make the impossible possible. And that's what we're doing in Milwaukee. Journey House believes that infinite possibilities exist when we gather all our partners, and that's how we do it in Milwaukee, partnership, who are creative, inspired, committed, engaged, empowered leaders who go beyond our own personal limitations because it's not about us and commit to community solutions. In 2017, I encourage each of you, when you reflect on your journey ahead, to be like Dr. Martin Luther King and get out of your comfort zone and form or join a team to take responsibility for a greater good. One person can make a difference. Dr. Martin King made an enormous difference. I know you can too. Be the difference. Be 100% committed to whatever it is that you commit to. Be kind. Be phenomenal. Believe. Thank you so much. It's an honor to represent Milwaukee and the state. Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Dr. Overby.
I want some of her energy. I just got to say it. I don't know. Give her another hand, please. Wonderful work that she's doing with Journey House. Our next award goes to Ronald Morris, admissions advisor for multicultural recruitment and does so at UW Green Bay. Ronald inspires students of color to pursue their dreams through a college education. His efforts include capturing the attention of middle school students to help them think about their future, their educational and career goals early on. Ron Morris also organizes what's known as Opportunity Knocks at UW Green Bay for high school students of color so they feel welcomed on campus and can experience the full life of what students really can achieve and enjoy in their educational experience. It is well known around the campus that Mr. Morris is dedicated to students of color. They can call on him all the time, not only to advise them, but he goes the distance to look out for them as they navigate their college life. The state of Wisconsin is pleased to present to Ronald Morris the 2017 MLK Heritage Award. Ronald?
Ladies and gentlemen, as a young boy, growing up in Oakland, California, I, like many, liked to play. These games included Foursquare, Hopscotch, Red Light, Green Light. Maybe one or two of you will remember. In Oakland, California, during this era, when young ladies and young men greeted our elders as sir and ma'am, and during a time when, get this, young girls and women had just recently won the right to wear pants in school. On the block, I witnessed something life-changing. On the block, as I played with other children, the Oakland Police Department came in and enforced and asked us to back up one house, two houses, three houses back. They were responding to a call of a middle-aged young black man who was having emotional psychological distress. They positioned themselves across the street in bushes on roofs, cut the power and the telephone lines of that neighborhood, and began their operation. With curiosity and wide-eyed wonder, I watched in the company of other children, adults, and other community members, as eventually this young man complied with the wishes, and he did indeed come to the threshold of the door, hands held empty and high, stripped to the waist, as they asked him to do during that era. And as this man crossed the threshold, they opened fire. That's the color of what I saw, and I lived on the good side of town. I'm reminded of a gentleman, a young boy also by the name of Montalais Schlein, who at the age of 12 loved to play violin. In 1941, he witnessed his adoptive mother, father, and young sister as they were assassinated also by the Nazis. He got away and he joined the resistance. If I had more time, and I know that time is of essence here, but if I had more time, I would tell you about my father, John Morris. He too joined the resistance. Young people and adults, I chose another way of resistance. And my understanding is that education is a powerful mechanism, because you can do things that I can't do. So I encourage you, young, old, and others, to please pursue your dreams, meet the challenges of education, and change this world in a way that I never can. Have a fantastic evening, and thank you for acknowledging Ron Morris.
Ronald Morris, thank you very much. Once again, under the baton of conductor Dr. Catherine Ripley, here again is the Trimper High School Wind Ensemble, followed by the Brown Sisters with another selection. Give them a hand.
chant. And this is the type of song that's a call and response. So what I say, you can repeat after me. So I'm looking for about 10 people that don't mind getting up on their feet and singing along with us, huh? Now put your hands together like this. Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my days.
I will praise you all my
days. Because you're perfect in all your ways.
Perfect.
We're talking about the Lord.
All your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're
good
my Lord.
God, and I will obey your word.
I will obey your word.
Because I want to see your kingdom come.
I want to see your kingdom come.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
You will take us into the Lamb.
You will take us into the Lamb.
We will conquer in your name.
We will conquer in your name. Proclaim that Jesus
reigns. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah.
Hail, hail, Lion of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Oh yeah. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah.
Hail, hail, Lion of Judah.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
Everyone say, Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
The Brown Sisters, come on, give them some. Show them, yeah. Appreciate it. And now it is my honor to introduce to you our guest speaker today, the president and CEO of V&J Foods Holding Companies Incorporated, a multi-brand, multi-state operation, the largest franchise organization in the nation. She graduated from Lincoln University with a bachelor's degree in business administration. In 1984, she earned a master's degree in business management from Cardinal Stritch University and received an honorary doctorate of humane letters from Cardinal Stritch University in 2008, and in Lincoln, at Lincoln University, or from, I should say, another honorary doctorate from the Lincoln University just last year. She is a board member of the Green Bay Packers. I'm so happy about that game. Anyway, another thing I want to say. She is also a minority owner of the Milwaukee Bucks basketball team and vice chair. Okay, go ahead. Give her some if you want to applaud. And vice chair of the Automobile Association of America. That's AAA for us who ever have a need for them. She's also a life coach, humanitarian, philanthropist, and on the campus of her Milwaukee-based church, Holy Redeemer, she and her family opened, get this, a 160,000-square-foot center that houses a Boys and Girls Club, Family Service Center, two schools, K-12, Loan Center, medical facility, and a community meetings facility, better known as the Mother Catherine Daniels Youth Center. Woo! My goodness. And she also opened not one, but not two, but three orphanages in Kenya and Ghana. She is, and I say this with all sincerity, a true role model, steeped in deep faith. And she's committed to unyielding hard work. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Valerie Daniels Carter.
Thank you, Dr. Overby, and to our wonderful governor. And can I just say, to redeem time, all of the constituents of the dais, and to this august body of individuals that have come to celebrate a wonderful day. Good afternoon to you. Oh, you guys, that wasn't good enough. Good afternoon. Much better. And I actually have to start my presentation off today with saying, go Packers, go. We only have two more games to go, and I'm sure we'll take care of those two as well. I am so honored and humbled to be with you on today and celebrate this wonderful day, the 37th annual tribute honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was a minister, an activist, one who led civil rights through a movement called nonviolence. Nonviolence was his guiding principles. He started in the 1950s, which we all know was not the greatest time in America to get up and make a declaration for independence and freedom. But he did it because he understood who he was, what he had been called to do, and why he had to do it. He left here in 1968 prematurely because of what he believed in. Your topic for today's session is the journey ahead. Edgar Albert Guest penned these words: I have to live with myself, and so I want to be fit to know myself. I want to be able to stand as the day go by and always to look at myself straight in the eye. I don't want to stand with the setting of the sun and hate myself for things I have done. I want to keep myself pure. I don't want to have a closet shelf full of a lot of secrets about myself and fool myself as I come into the thinking that no one else will never know the kind of person I really am. I don't want to dress myself up in shame. I want to go out with my head erected high. I want to deserve the respect of all men. But here is the struggle for fame and for wealth. I want to be able to like myself. I don't want to look at myself and know that I am a bluster or bluff or an empty show. I can never hide myself from me because I see what others may not see. And I know what others may never know. I can never fool myself. And so, whatever happens, I want to be self-respecting and conscience-free. As Mr. Guest penned those words, I'm sure he internalized what Dr. King represented for many Americans across the world. Because one of the most difficult things for a person to understand is their purpose, how to be effective, successful, and sustainable, how to overcome obstacles despite what may be in front of you. There are certain questions you have to proactively and honestly ask yourself if you indeed are going to be a beacon of change. I stand before you today because I represent the future that Dr. King could not see, but he fought for. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Later today, I'll be doing an autograph signing of a book that I wrote. Talks about my life journey as a businesswoman. I know you see me now and I don't look too bad. But I'm here to tell you that I don't look like what I've been through. And I know many of you can attest to the fact that you don't look like what you've been through. You sit in here today and you look beautiful. You have smiles on your face. But there were many times that you had to endure hardness in order to get to the next level. First question I have to ask myself is, who am I? And what do I really want to become? I've been a businesswoman in Wisconsin for 35 years, the largest female franchise owner in the world. Say what brands? You know I have to promote my own: Burger King, Pizza Hut, Auntie Anne's Pretzels, Coffee Beanery, Haagen-Dazs Ice Cream, VJ Cafe, Nino's, Mayo My Yogurt. I did not get there overnight. As a matter of fact, when I applied to Burger King in 1982, they lost my application. I called them back. Said, where is my application? They said, we never got it. I said, no problem. I know how to fill another one out. I filled out my second application, sent it in, had a signature that came back to me that told me that they had received it. I called them. Same response. We don't have your application. Says, not a problem. I know how to fill it out again. So the third time I filled out an application, sent it in, got my signature that they had received it, called them up, got the same response. They said, we don't have your application. I said, well, hold on. Tell me who is Mary James Rakowski that signed for this package, the date, the time. Does she work at Burger King? You have to have perseverance. After they found Mary Jane, they found my application. But my application did not get processed just because they found Mary Jane. My application sat on the desk of the VP of franchising. I called every week. Are you going to process my application? I called them until they got tired of me calling them. And they set up an interview for me and told me to go to Minneapolis, Minnesota, because at the time Pillsbury owned Burger King, and I would have an interview. I prepared myself, went to Minneapolis, Minnesota. My appointment was at 8:30 in the morning, so I got there at 8 o'clock. When I got there, I went to the office that I was supposed to go to. Nobody was there. I waited on the outside for somebody to show up. Eventually, about 8:25 or so, the secretary came in and unlocked the door. I looked at her. I said, my name is Valerie Daniels Carter, and I'm here for an interview. She said to me, oh, yeah, I remember you're supposed to be here today. Why don't you have a seat in the foyer? I sat down in the foyer, talking about 1982, not 1950. 1982. And as I sat in that foyer, I began to ponder and think about what I was going to say that would convince someone that did not look like me that I could do what needed to be done. How could I convince this man, that greatness is purposeful? He walked in, walked by me, did not speak. I sat there. Noon came. I sat there. He walked out for lunch, did not speak. I sat there. This was a Friday evening. And about 4:30, 5 o'clock that evening, he walks out of his office and he says, are you the young lady that I'm supposed to interview? And I said, I am. He says, well, I can't interview you today because me and some of the boys are going hunting. I says, you're going hunting? He says, yes. I said, can I go hunting with you? He said to me in amazement and shock, yes. So he picked up his bag and started walking towards his truck. I didn't have my bag because it was back at the hotel, so I just started walking. I walked towards his truck. I sat in the back seat. They drove me to a place called Minnetonka, Minnesota. Some of you all know about Minnetonka, Minnesota. There was a cabin up, and I'm watching my clock. They should have put the clock this way on me. I'm watching what is going on, and all these guys are in the cabin. They're having a good time. I'm sitting there. This is not a made-up story. This is a true story. Once you get the book, you'll get the full flavor for it. I'm sitting there. Night has already fallen. I'm looking around. One black female in a cabin with 14 white males. This ain't a good story. So I tell them, I said, look, I'm gonna go back to the hotel because it doesn't look like I'm getting an interview today, but I'll be back. They said, you'll never get back because of the snowstorm and because of where you are. So I pick up the phone, I dial 911. I said, we've got an emergency. Can you see where I am? They said, yes, we can see where you are. I said, you have to come right now. So they came, they got me, they took me back to the hotel. But on my way back to the hotel, I wrote down every turn because I knew I was going back. That's what you have to understand. It is not about who you are. It is not about where you're going. It's about your perseverance to get to where you're going and not allow anything or anybody Well, you're going to have to buy the book because I got to close now. Greatness is purposeful servanthood with integrity that pursues after excellence without compromise. It ignites the inward qualities of a believer and causes them to radiate from the inside out. It is who you are when you have acknowledged and accepted your core spiritual attributes and are a living testimony to divine purpose. It's not based on how strong or how rich or even how skilled you may be, but it is predicated on how well you navigate in your defined assignment. It requires you to be honest. It requires you to recognize your disposition while having the intelligence to manage between your seasons of trials and times of victory. Greatness is not blind. It recognizes the forces that try to destroy it, but it does not give in to those pressures. Greatness and excellence are forces that we have to contend with if we're going to seize and take Wisconsin to the next level. I challenge you today to lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring with the harmony.
You know, I know you want to give her another round of applause, so just go right ahead and do it.
That was outstanding, was it not? We thank her. And let's give her some encouragement so she inspires all of us to go to the next level. Dr. Valerie Daniels Carter, give her a hand again, please. Here to present the state proclamation commemorating this year's tribute and ceremony honoring Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. is the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'm going to read this and then hand it off to you. We're going to continue the tradition of sharing this with this audience and with the rest of the state. Proclamation reads, whereas the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was born on January 15, 1929 in Atlanta, Georgia, graduated from high school at the age of 15, and in 1964, at 35 years old, became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. And whereas Dr. King dedicated his life and used his oratory and leadership skills for the peaceful fight for freedom, equality, justice, and civil rights, whereas the determined and unselfish work of Dr. King and those united with him to further individual rights and human dignity has become an inspiration to persons of all social, religious, racial, and ethnic backgrounds, whereas the Federal Holiday Commission urges all of us to remember the life, career, and dreams of Dr. King and to celebrate the holiday, and whereas this is the oldest official state ceremony honoring Dr. King and the 34th year that the state of Wisconsin has held a commemoration in Dr. King's honor in the true spirit of goodwill and community by living the dream and serving the causes of equality, peace, justice, and freedom. And this year's theme is the journey ahead. Now, therefore, I, Scott Walker, governor of the state of Wisconsin, do hereby proclaim today the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day across the state. Jonathan?
Thank you, Governor Walker. Well, you know, it's been our practice to pass this out to the audience, and for 36 years, a little running joke, it always comes back. So who would like to come and get it to pass along? Anyone? May? All right. Please. Come forward. Have you done this before? We don't have a salary for you, but here, take it again. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. Each year, folks, you know, we invite a student to recite an excerpt from Dr. King's famous 1963 speech, I Have a Dream. This year, we've invited an alum, Jaden Nathaniel Colbert. He's now in the sixth grade. He's a student at St. James Catholic School. Jaden is actively engaged in music. And he's a member of the band and often sings and plays his guitar for Mass. Jaden also sings with the Madison Youth Choir. He has gotten taller. He no longer needs that box. And his voice, I think, has gotten a little deeper, as I understand. So we're happy to have him here once again. Please, Jaden Nathaniel Colbert. Jaden?
And even so, we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream. It is deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day, right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all the flesh shall see it together. This is our hope, and this is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we'll be able to hew out the mountain of despair, a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we'll be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. And this will be the day, this will be the day, when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so, let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we'll be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews, Gentiles, Protestants, and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Jaden, thank you very much. And with that, we conclude our program today. But before we go, we thank you very much for celebrating Dr. King's life and legacy with a 37th annual tribute and ceremony honoring him and his work. With that, on behalf of the Office of Governor Scott Walker, I'm Jonathan Overby. Thank you, and may your week be filled with peace and harmony. Good day.